This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
American central bankers handed a gift to investors yesterday, wiping away some of the uncertainty about interest rates and stimulus policy. Certainty number one, the Federal Reserve's extra buying of bonds to stimulate the economy will be tapered back by about $10 billion or 12% starting in January. And certainty number two, the Fed now has no plans to raise interest rates anytime soon. Paul Edelstein, Director of Financial Economics at IHS Global Insight, says one thing he'll be watching for, if the Fed were to fail to taper stimulus even more by midwinter, it will be a sign for him the economy has stumbled again.
You know, at this point, I think everything is basically priced in. If the Fed proceeds, as Bernanke said they would, you know, $10 billion every meeting and ends the program by the end of the year, I'm not sure the market's going to react much at all. If the Fed were to hold off at a meeting, the market might interpret that as a negative signal about the outlook.
Its announced intention to keep interest rates low means the Fed is not worried about inflation right now, but should it also worry about the opposite? Persistently falling prices or deflation can also wreck an economy, as the experience in Japan over the last 20 years has shown. Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics guy, has been looking into this. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So what's the problem when inflation's not the problem?
Okay, so inflation, just brief definition, is an increase in the overall price level. Deflation, it's a decrease. So on one hand, you say, hey, things are getting cheaper. What is the problem? The problem with deflation is that it can set off a downward debt spiral. Think Great Depression.
And consumers have experience with this. When you don't buy something because you think that in a couple of weeks it's going to get cheaper, you delay the purchase. And if enough people do this, people don't buy things.
That's right. And the real danger with deflation, with falling prices, is that debt becomes more expensive, David. So you think about inflation. What has been the conventional wisdom of the post-World War II era? Hey, borrow. You're paying the lender back with depreciated dollars. You know, borrowing is smart.
Well, Chris, let's explain that. The idea is you borrow, but then in inflationary conditions, your wages go up over time. And so your higher wages make it easier to pay back the debt.
A lot easier. But here's the thing with deflation. As prices fall, that dollar becomes more valuable. And so paying back those debts, boy, that becomes more onerous.
I'd just like to challenge our listeners a little bit here, Chris. The ones who are saying when they pay college tuition, they don't see prices going down. The price of pecans, I was just saying on the radio, is going up. Where's this deflation exactly?
Remember, inflation and deflation are averages. You're averaging everything out. If you're an older person, you're not exactly living in a deflationary world, right? But if you're a younger person, look at where interest rates are right now. Take a look at where the price of housing has gone. And it's, you know, the jargon term, if you talk to a CEO, and you talk to all kinds of CEOs, they all say, oh, man, we have no ability to control our prices. We're just facing this downward price. That's why you have to control costs. And that's really reflecting this intensely competitive environment that we live in. And that intensely competitive environment is a deflationary environment.
Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.